Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us... we battered him.
And this.
Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, podcast
hello.
Listeners.
Hold on, I'll turn that on there.
Oh, and hello. Hello to the Patreons at home. Oh, hello
Patreons
to the Patreons at home on the video.
We're all set up, finally.
Oh, Christ almighty. It's been hard getting here today, isn't it?
Oh, God. You know, you don't realise what we put ourselves through.
No. You know, it was a typhoon over my house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was like... I couldn't get out the door. This is the typhoon, right?
Yeah.
And when I had a look out the back window, there wasn't no typhoon nowhere else.
It had just been like my house had been targeted. You valiantly made an effort to get in.
Well, I thought to myself, someone's doing this.
Yeah.
Someone is doing this, and I think it might be Al Qaeda.
Right. And yet. What did you do?
I got out the door. Put my hat on and I left the house.
Because of the old Dunkirk spirit.
Otherwise they win.
You got that? I got up this morning. I've looked at the sign. Margaret says, you know you're going doing recording with Angelos. And I said,
yeah,
I
do. It's on the wall.
I get downstairs. There's 400 or 500 German stormtroopers in my fucking front garden.
Yeah.
With Lugers. What did I do? Mm-hmm. Did I shit myself?
Did I hide under the bed?
No. The old Dunkirk spirit. I got in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
I had a shit sandwich. I pulled on my shoes. I brushed them. I opened the door. I went down the path. I held my head up high. No doubt Margaret's been shot many times.
Yeah.
And there'll be hell to pay when I get back to clear up, mate.
She'll be angry at you.
She'll be very cross if she's still alive.
Also, I got up yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, just go down to Londis, you know.
Fair enough, get some tea bags.
Nick some tea bags, right? Yeah. And someone had thoughtlessly built a 16-foot moat all round the house, filled it with alligators, right? And I'm thinking to myself, if they think this is going to stop me from getting to Londis.
Exactly.
Right. No. So I went upstairs.
Yeah.
I got my pole vault that Sergei Bubka gave me when I met him at Waterstones.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
I got in the hat and I got out the door.
Yeah.
And I just used my technique and boom, straight over the moat, like just kick one of the alligators in the face on the way over, landed on the other side.
Exactly.
Off I went to London, thank you.
So if any of you millennials... if any of you millennials...
Millennials.
The can-do society.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That's what you want to get involved with. Don't go blaming every... Not the blame game.
No, we didn't win two World Wars.
Wars with the blame
We've also had a lot of help. Awful lot of help. But, and let's not forget loads of people died in the war.
Yeah, listen, we don't want to go back to those
days. But let's not forget loads of people did die in the war.
Let's not forget that.
We did win them wars, but 38,000 people died in the Battle of Britain alone. So, I mean, it's not something to really pin your colours to.
But young people...
Young people. This is directed at you.
You... Get yourselves together.
I like the young people.
I like the young people. They're open-minded.
I think they're open-minded, and I think they're all on Tinder and all on the sex apps and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all banging each other nowadays. And nobody drinks no more. Everyone's looking after each other.
Right.
No one smokes no more. I think good on you, young people.
And I talk
a lot on their plate, that lot.
Talking of the technology, the Tinders and all that, have you been reading about Agatha Christie?
Do you mean Miss Larple?
Miss Larple. Rebecca Vardy.
No, not Rebecca Vardy.
And the other one, Colleen.
Renee.
Just to fill any of you in
who've been sleeping under a rock.
In a nutshell, Colleen Renee has long suspected one of her friends of a leak.
Spreading muck about her. Into the papers.
She's come up with a ruse, and she set up a private Instagram and narrowed it down.
And she blocked all her friends, but kept Rebecca Vardy in, and during
the process of that time, put out a couple of false stories, and Rebecca
gone
Vardy...
Everyone knows his story. What? I want to know.
You could have told me that before I went in. Yeah, go on.
What I want to know is, why did she sacked Becca Vardy in the first place?
Why did
she set up the account, block all her other mates, and just leave Rebecca? Why did she do that, Barrow? You know about this stuff.
Yeah,
well, you're in the game.
I mean, I was a tabloid journalist.
I know you
were. Long time.
I was good mates with Paparazzi.
Oh, Paparazzi.
Before he got nicked.
Yeah, that's it, for looking at us. Well, for a long time, I used to go around to Max Clifford's place and he'd say, get out there, Barry.
Yeah.
Go and rake up some filth.
I don't want you to... I want you to be the news.
I want
you to create the news.
So what you basically do, and I'll give you all the trade secrets, you take the kernel of a tiny news story.
And let's say, where'd you get the news story from? Let's just say.
Well, to be honest, a friend of Margaret's, Joyce, you know Joyce?
Yes.
She was doing the cleaning up down
from
the leisure
centre.
She knows it from the W. She would come up with all this bullshit, you know.
Theories,
because she's...
Celebrity theories.
Yeah, so she was down at Watford Palace Theatre. She'd say, well, have you seen, Lena Zavaroni is down there this week, or Jeffrey Holland off of Heidi Hollow. And I'd go down there and I'd get the kernel of an
story,
idea. So I'd go down there and Jeffrey Holland would be buying... a cup of tea and a bourbon in the cafe.
That's how it starts. Okay.
Immediately, I've magnified the story. There is a kernel of truth.
He did buy a bourbon
and a cup of tea. However, that he shoved the bourbon up his arsehole.
Oh, I see.
Dwarf to pull it out with his teeth. It was completely false. But it is true to say he enjoyed a bourbon.
Yeah.
At no point did TV's Jeffrey Holland off of Heidi High shove a family biscuit up his arm. That didn't happen. I'd like to make that clear to Jeffrey's estate.
That's right.
But it sold a lot of papers.
But you actually presented that to the Sun and you went, look at this story I've got here.
Kelvin went, what have you got for me?
Yeah.
You know, do you know Heidi High? Yes, good morning, campers, etc., etc. I said, yeah, do you know Jeffrey Holland, you know, Spike's sidekick? He goes, yeah, he was Spike, wasn't he?
He was Spike.
Ted Beaumont. I said, I've alleged, and I was a little bit economical with the truth with Kelvin McKenzie. Who did I say it was? Max Clifford.
Max Clifford.
And I said, he showed it at this guy's house, got a dwarf. Of course, the truth was, he just bought it at a cafe. I mean, you was the same. I mean, you worked for the Daily Star.
Listen, mate, listen, I can't, not going to sit here in judgment of you. Right, we as tabloid journalists have got a job to do.
Yeah.
Right, we've got to sell newspapers.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. The pressure is put on us from above.
Of course.
And I tell you, I was deep throat for a little while, right?
I know you was.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But apart from that, I went and got my own stories, right?
From?
I'm not allowed to tell you my sources. Right.
Right.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
My source was Jeff Capes. Right.
Oh, well, he's very well, connected, wasn't he? Capes was
all over the place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what you think about this big strong man with his budgerigars is you think, he's stoic and all the rest of it. He's he's stoic and he's got a stiff upper lip and he can chuck a discus or a shot put quite a long way, right? Yeah. You think them things, right? And also world's strongest man. What you don't know about Capes is that he's a terrible gossip.
Yeah. Right? Oh, God.
And he's good for me, but not for other people, but he's a terrible liar. Awful. I mean, he's a good liar, but he's a pathological liar.
So what did he tell you? What sort of thing? False leads, was it?
Oh, my God, all the time, which I had to follow up. So one time, it's just to me, he says, Angelos, it's deep throat here. I thought, deep throat, I says, is that you, Jeff? He went, no, deep throat. And he'd hide his voice on the phone.
Yeah, that's
like, right. But in the background, you could hear all this.
Because he kept birds. That's
right, in the background. So I thought, I know it's you, Jeff, but I'll go along with it. It's deep throat. I'll meet you in the car park in Neasden. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, which one, Jeff? Even? It's just the NCP. Okay. So I go to the NCP. Yeah. He says, I'll meet you there at night so you can't see me. I said, Jeff, I know it's you. He says, no, it's not me, it's deep throat. I go there, NCP, right? And I go on to the second level. And then, sure enough, he walks out of the shadows, right? And you can't see his face or nothing.
Yeah.
I says, hello, Jeff. He went, no, it's not Jeff.
It's me.
But in the background, you can hear the tweet, tweet, tweet. Because he's got the birds in the car, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I says, how are the budgies going? All right. He says, yeah, they're going all right. They're going. I mean, I says, have you got the world record for throwing a discus, Jeff? He went, yes, I have it. No, it's empty, bro. I'm deep throat. I went, all right, what is it you got for me then? And he says to me, Annika Rice.
Off of
Treasure Hunt, as it was then. He went, off of Treasure Hunt. Right? Yeah. I says, yes. He says, if you go around her house, right, and hide in the bushes, you will see, the bloke, the Reason News from Channel 4. I says, what?
John Snow?
No. Richard Whiteley? Because this is back in the
day. Back in the day, Richard Whiteley. Right?
Richard Whiteley. He went, Richard Whiteley.
Yeah.
He says, he's around there every day, and he's banging her.
I says,
Richard Whiteley's banging Anna Carras.
Yeah.
Are you sure? He went, yeah. I says, isn't she married? He went, yeah, she's married, yeah.
That's what makes it all a bit mucky.
I says, isn't he married?
He says,
tweet, tweet, all the birds going off. Tweet, tweet. I says, what was it like competing in the Olympics? It was brilliant. I said, she's going, dig up the story.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I won't bother digging up the story. I says, it's come from a very reliable source.
Yeah.
And I'll take it to Kelvin.
Well,
I says, Kelvin, Annika Ross is banging Richard Whiteley on you know, like every day. They're at it every day. Yeah, I added that bit because he didn't tell me how many times they were banging.
No, specific,
And I mean, it wasn't, as it turns out, it wasn't true. You know, and I would like to just make it absolutely clear to the Annika Rice or Richard Whiteley estate that at no point, as you both know, neither of you was banging each other. And I'm sorry for indicating the fact that I thought, you know, that you might have been in back in the 80s, but I know that wasn't true. But Kelvin don't give a shit.
No, but can I just say that I would also, like, there was a story I sold and Joyce told me. I mean, I don't know what, she doesn't know fucking anything about anything. She just cleans up the legend.
She's got these stories.
She alleged that, you know, she said, did you see Bamba Gascoigne on University Challenge the other night? You know, Bamba, very respectable, highly respectable.
Very intelligent, man.
When he said, you see when he says fingers on the buzzers, do you know what that means? I went, no, I didn't need to know anymore.
No, that's it.
I come up with a story. Yeah, I come up with a story which was actually the headline. Fingers on the bottoms.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was a News of the World thing, and it was alleged that Bamba Gascoigne put his finger on, well, up someone's bottom. Oh. And I was disgusted with that, and it was the start start of a poo, it said.
Oh, I see.
And I would like to apologise to Bamba Gascoigne's estate.
Yeah.
To anyone who was on University Challenge.
Yeah, who may have been offended by
By the story that Bamba Gascoigne, instead of finger on the buzzers, suggested that some of our noblest, finest minds from some red brick universities in the country.
And the other brick ones.
That he suggested, and the other brick ones, the grey brick one.
Yeah, grey
bricks. That Bamba, in any rehearsals, and I did suggest it was a rehearsal, King's College, Oxford versus University of East Anglia, that he suggested that someone stuck their finger on someone's bum. It was...
Was that front page
of the News of the World. Fingers on bottoms, a starter for poo.
Well, I mean, you know, you were under pressure to come up with them headlines.
Of course I was.
You was under pressure to come up with them.
Of course I was.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm John Holmes, and yes, the last thing you need is another podcast that takes apart a television show and hacks through it like a cough going through a pensioner. Except wait, because this is the One Show, in which myself and my guests force ourselves to watch a week's worth of TV's The One Show and then analyse it all in far too much detail. It sounds like a terrible idea, and it is. For us. But for you, it's entertainment gold that's all over a programme you yourself have no intention of ever watching. The One Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh,
I mean, I had a terrible time, and I was like, I was under so much pressure.
Yeah.
Back in the '80s, to come up with these headlines.
Of course, you were. The fake shake, wasn't it?
I dress up as the fake shake.
Yeah, right? I remember.
I had a big old fake beard on. Yeah, I went to Jimmy Tarbuck's house.
Right.
And I says to him, "All right, Jimmy, it's a fake shake here."
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, you sound like you're from Neasden." And that, "Oh, yeah, I am from Neasden, but I've got loads of money."
Yeah.
And I showed him my knob. Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I showed him my knob, which had a bit of gold on the end. Which I said, that should be proof enough,
yeah,
shouldn't it?
Yeah. Come in, ho!
He says, "Oh, right, okay, well, that's all the proof I need, actually." He says, "What would you like me to do? I'd like you to buy into this drugs ring that I've got going on."
Right, yes.
And he's like, "Oh, well, how much do I stand to make?" I says, "Well, you can make a fortune, like 300 quid a week."
Yeah.
He went, "I said, "I need a bit more further proof that you are who you says you are."
Yeah, of course.
I says, "All right."
There's no fool.
Well,
yeah.
I pulled me top down, two gold bits on my nipples.
I says,
"They're solid gold. If you want to take them off to get weighed at Ratner's." Thank God he didn't, because they wasn't solid gold. And neither was the gold on my knob.
No,
right?
It was just a bit of gold paper from Hobbycraft.
Yeah, and I wrapped it around there. But it's the sort of thing that an Arabian sheik would have done. Like in them days, just to prove their wealth. So when they get changed in front of the ladies, they go, "Oh, he's got a gold knob.
Yeah,
it must be worth a few quid, you know."
So
I took that to Kelvin. And
he went, "Love it.
He's going to be doing drug dealing and that." But I want to make it absolutely clear that at no point is Jimmy Tarbuck or anyone related to him at all involved with drug dealing and earning 300 quid at all in the 80s.
That's right. Can we just make it perfectly clear that we were on the beer when we made up all this bollocks about Jeffrey Holland, etc.? Nothing about Jeff Rice and John Noakes or even Petra. We was talking a load of bollocks just to sell the sun. And at absolutely no point did Patrick Gascoigne stick his finger up on his bum.
You know what? If we got paid for this, what a way to make a living it would be.
I'm so sorry. But, amazing move. More showbiz news.
What is it now? What's gone on?
You know, Riri.
Can I just ask for your opinion on what will happen with the Vardy case?
As we're calling it, as tabloids. The Vardy case.
The Rooney Vardy case.
This is what I think. I think someone's got hold of her. It's not uncommon, is it, for people to go spying and find out that stuff. I think.
You think someone controls her account for her and she's got hold of that?
Honestly.
Because Vardy doesn't need the money,
Of course not.
Need the money.
Vardy don't, no.
Vardy don't need the money.
There were other people I read in the papers who were saying, "Oh, she's a snake in the grass."
This brings us back to my original point. Why did Colleen suspect it was Vardy? And that is what we have to look into.
Well, maybe it's just a bit of competition.
Well, there is that going on.
Two ladies, and there's no real money involved. I don't know, really. But the real show business, can I just say? Rihanna. You know Rihanna?
I know Rihanna very well indeed.
I went out on a big wheel.
She had an accident herself.
It is true. She lives in Britain. Didn't you know that? Did you hear that? Yeah. She has turned down the prestigious NFL's halftime show.
We've all done that.
You was going to sing the national anthem, weren't you, there?
I was going to do it. I was going to do the halftime show. It's prodigious.
Right? Yeah.
And they said, "Angels, what do you do?" I said, "No, I'm turning it down on political grounds."
Good for
you. And they said, "What are they?" I said, "I don't know." I don't know what they are.
No.
But I am turning it down on them grounds,
Clint,
right?
Grounds, yeah.
And then they said they got back in touch with me again, and the following year, and they offered it again. They said, you want to do it this year? And I'm like, oh, all right, then. Okay, I'll do it this year.
Yeah.
So I done it, and it was all a big old deal, and that, and yeah. I thought, I don't know that I'm going to play the game here. So in the end, I'd done, I fried an egg to Chaz and Dave, right?
Right. Which what, is a, it was a half-time entertainment?
Yeah.
What, you brought a saucepan out?
Yeah, you know, like a little...
A frying pan?
Yeah, you know, like a little calagas.
Calagas, you set that up.
Camping stove. It was all, I had all the lights and all the rest of it, and the American flag and
yeah,
all that, you know, all the
yeah,
big old like lasers going off.
They
and
like
that,
all that.
Music and a drumming yeah. thing, you know, people drumming and that, yeah. and I come out with my calagas stove and... Yeah. Just put my pan on it.
Really? Mum yeah. phoned up last night. She was going to bed. She
was
in a temper.
Pulling out her hair. Your sister's caught in this crappy little tent. Baba, don't give a monkey to the boy.
I don't care.
And the poor Richard said, I don't care. I just got the egg, cracked it on the side, like that. And it's going, I don't care. I don't care. And it's gone, the egg goes in the pan. It goes, crackle, crackle, crackle. Crackle, crackle. And then when it gets to the second verse, I'll cheer something else. Yeah, funny little cheer. I just flipped it over the other side to make it sunny side up. And then by the end of the song, I don't care, I just took it out, I put it in two bits of white bread, and I ate it, and all the yolk come out. And then the lights went down, bang.
I bet the advertisers would pay a fortune for that, didn't they? I thought they would.
I got a very stinking letter from the CEO of the NFL.
Oh, what's he saying?
He's gone.
Oh, here it is.
Angelos Abathemio. Oh, now listen here. We invited you on to do the prestigious NFL Super Bowl halftime of entertainment, and you saw fit to get up on stage, and however, the lights and the fireworks were very, very good. Yes, very good. Two ticks. But to get up on stage and play I Don't Give a Monkeys by Chaz and Dave whilst cracking an egg onto a frying pan onto a calagas stove, you cockamamie son of a bitch! I don't know where you get off. I'm doing such a thing.
Oh, look what he's put down the PS.
I would have preferred it if you had gone for Gertrude or Rabbit or Haley's Comet or a Down to Margate, any of the other songs of the canon of the wonderful Sir Charles and Dave. But where did you get off singing the sideboard song, you cock-a-mammy son of a bitch! I'm gonna kick your fanny,
but they were so
he
funny they mean
mad.
Monster,
he
they?
Went mad. He went absolutely
well,
mad. And I wrote back to him
what
saying,
did you say?
"I says, dear NFL leader,
boss,
up yours from Angelos. Give me the money.
Yeah. Well,
next day I get a check for $3 million.
Well, there you are.
You got to handle these people right. You
know. You know. I was the same. I was asked to sing the national anthem. You know, that one. Well, they invited me along because they'd seen some of my work at Watford Palace.
Right.
You know, and so I went along, and I thought, well, I'm just going to spice things up a bit. So I just sort of. Good evening, America. It is Barry. See you later. I am here to sing the anthem to you fucking Yanks.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
It. Give it a
I'm
put a boot in.
Any time. I couldn't even give two wanks. You're a bunch of twats. And then I got a twat in around the face.
That is what you would do.
And dragged off into a tunnel.
And shot into space. That took some money to get you back, didn't it?
So anyway, my agent got in touch and said, well, there was a bit of a misunderstanding, but could Barry have his money? Get a letter from the head of the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Mr. St. Michael, we invited you over in good faith to sing the national anthem, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the Star-Spangled Banner at the beginning of the NFL Super Bowl. You cuck-a-mamie son of a bitch! Where do you get off singing Eternal Triangle from the De Klerk?
De Wolf.
Back to the
library.
You use profanities, and my dear old mother collapsed, clutching her heart. We are Americans, and you are a cockamamie fat twat from White Fang.
Here is a P.S. here.
What is saying a P.S.?
P.S. It was the only course of action till we could take available to us was to put you in a box and stick on rockets on the back and shoot you into space. Oh. And for that, we would like the money back.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch!
Yeah. And my agent got the money. He goes, there is a caveat, Barry. Oh, no. You've got to pay them the money for the space. And I just said, you know, in the end, I said, I don't need
it. I don't want the money.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
But I'm not invited
back. So they charge you for that? They charge you for shooting you into space?
Of course, I'm a persona non grata.
Well, you can't go over there now. Well, I took a knee last time I was there.
You took what?
I took a knee.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, I took a knee. I took a knee. I thought I didn't have no choice. Like, when I was invited to go back over there, I cleared it up with the head of the NFL. I said, look, mate.
It's like this.
I had no choice but to do Chaz and Dave and Fry and Egg
at
half time. I thought people would like it. All right, I misjudged it.
Yeah.
Don't let that cloud your judgment and my all-round entertaining abilities, okay?
Well, exactly.
He's gone to me. Okay. Thank you, lad. Okay. We didn't get off on the best horse. Yeah, last year when you fried an egg, Jet and Dave, Sideboard Song. But I'm willing to give it another go.
Oh, that's not magnanimous of it.
But don't you let me down, you cock.
Well, I thought, all right. Okay, that's kind of you to give me another chance. But that is a bit of a combative letter.
Isn't it?
They're quite aggressive, the Americans.
Oh, they're very aggressive. Very aggressive. I wanted to say, I've just seen that Elton John is doing his...
His tour.
Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Well, he'll be back, won't he?
And he's going to do the States, but they're very aggressive for him. And I said, look, I've offered...
That's why I had to take a knee.
Why?
Because I'm not... I don't stand for this.
That's it.
I don't... Half time. It got to half time.
Yeah.
And I said... I took a knee right when you sang the Sparse Bamble Bammer.
Yeah.
But I took a knee. But before I took a knee, and this is crucial, I think, this is what really got up their nose, was I pulled my trousers down and my pants down.
Right.
And I took a knee and my cock and balls was dangling out just dangling onto the flag.
And I think that is
the bit where they went, no, hi.
Yeah.
We don't mind you taking a knee, but don't drag your cock and balls on the American flag.
God.
You know, it's just too much. I got shot into space as well.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I had a similar experience when I went out there. You know, the high school baseball.
Oh, yeah.
My grandson, he was there.
Take me back to the ball game.
We went there. Lot of inter college baseball, and he got a special grant to go out there. Mm. Anyway, it's ever so hot and all that.
Mm.
And I was sitting there on, you know, like in Greece when they sat on those.
On the bleachers.
And I'm sat out there watching it with Margaret. And everyone, all the kids are kind of taking photos. Well, I didn't realise I had both of my balls hanging out the side of my trousers. Shorts. Cheering on, go on, strike one, I was going strike one and all that. Anyway, ever so hot and all that. Everyone's got their eye on me. Mm. I reach over what I thought was a towel that Margaret had. It's the old Star Spangled Banner. And I used it to get right down there, see there?
And your gooch.
Right in my gooch. And mop up some of the sweat and the muck and that.
There was hell to pay,
and they can be very mean like
that. Oh, they're very aggressive.
Very aggressive. They made me run round the, the pitch and all
that.
In my pants. Yeah. Right. It was so horrible, bastards. Elton John.
Then they shot you into space.
And then they charged me.
Well, they've got the money to do that.
Elton John. Do you know do you want to tell them how you're running his tour? You're this tour manager.
I'm his tour manager,
What does he insist on as a rider?
Well,
he's losing
his mind, right?
Oh, she does. She's gone.
She's rung me up. She says, Angelos. I says, yes, love. She says, I need one of those barbecues from the garage in each room that I go to. I says, well, hold on.
What, instant barbecue?
Yeah. I says,
the petrol station?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I says, what, the ones you get from B&Q and Homebase? Like, you know, the big gas ones?
Yeah.
You went, no. When you're going to have a last-minute barbecue and you're having people round in the back garden and don't have a barbecue, you go down to the garage, don't the SO garage, and you buy those tinfoil things, the charcoal, whatever. I says, what, you want them in your room?
Yeah, in every room.
He went, yes, I do, because I want to be a... I says, I don't know that you can even get them in America, Elton.
No.
She went, yes, you... Well, if you can't get them in America, she said, I want them flown over from the Esso garage in Upper Norwood.
Yeah, yeah.
I says, well, I'll ring them up. I don't know how many they've got. I said, well, they can get more in. He said, I'm going, for Christ's sake, Elton. I says, look, even if I manage to get enough for the tour, right, what are you going to do with them? He says, well, I'm going to put them in the room, you know, in the room, in the dressing rooms,
silly.
The stadiums and
she's
that.
A
and then,
silly
and then
cow.
If anybody wants to, I'll send an invitation. I say, bring your own meat and we'll have a barbecue.
Yeah,
I says, you can't set fire. You can't light them things indoors because there's all the carbon monoxide, all the smoke and that.
She said,
well, I'll just open the windows. I says, you can't do that, Elton, because your smoke alarms will go off, you know?
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ, she's hard work. What, I mean, because you had a problem.
Oh, God. Well, this is why I said I won't be a tour manager anymore. Mm. She says, I need somewhere for David Furniture to sit. Somewhere.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay,
he needs to sit somewhere
chair.
by the stage. I'll set that up myself.
Even though he must have seen him sing them songs 5,000 times.
5,000 times. So he goes, I need somewhere for the two boys to sit. All right, okay.
No problem,
a couple of stalls and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I want gatto. I said, what? I want gatto. I said, God. He wants to eat cake.
Oh,
he wants cake in his fucking dressing room.
He
gets cake in, you know, and he can be ever... He's a silly sod. He's a spoilt brat. Because when we had the rehearsals, we had a great big hangar near Wembley.
Right.
He wants it all set up,
how it's going to be.
So all the top celebrities are turning up and all that. And, you know, Mary Berry's a very dear friend.
She's
and
from
she,
Bake Offs.
The Bake Offs. She come up with all this fucking cake for him. Only the best. He's not going to get some shit from Londis, is he?
No, it's going to cost a load of more money, this is.
It's not going to be a Swiss roll from Londis, is it? So she's made all these cakes. Oh, hello, Elton. I've always been a big fan. Have you? Come in. All these gattos. He goes, and he shoves it all in her hair and everything.
Christ,
the poor
it's
cow.
It's a power trip, isn't it?
It's a power trip. Yeah. I says, help me. I don't like rubbing it in her hair, all
strange.
In her face, and all that. And he says, no, I'm only kidding. This is a nice one you've done, man. Right in her face, rubbing it. I mean, all her hair's everywhere. She's a big fan. We're all a big fan. She's
I'm surprised she didn't sue him for that.
Anyway, she goes over the cat. I said to him, I said, look.
Yeah, good.
I said, look. I said,
that's
you.
That's Mary Berry's.
I said, that is Mary Berry. You are a soppy son, and you better naughty bloody boy, and you better sort your fucking self out, Elton, because you're out of control. And he goes,
I don't be like that.
And then he
like
thought,
smack
my button.
He gets this is how he solves all his problems, right? He gets out the checkbook. Mary Berry, £1 million.
And then hands
it to her.
And then
she go and get your hair cleaned.
Go and get your hair cleaned.
£1 million.
It was the same with Camilla Parker Bowles.
Well,
she's invited into rehearsals. I didn't have the heart to say, didn't I? Understand he's got a bit of cake for me. Anyway, she's lying in wait.
She will be. What, for him? She's lying in wait for him, Camilla.
Elton
is lying in
wait
for him. Camilla.
She's like, oh, I understand this. I didn't have the heart to say it. Elton's going to be, psst, tell him to come.
It's a great practical joke I'm doing.
So I'm like, Elton, you're fired if you don't do this. I'm going
to
wait in my dressing room. And there's cakes all over the dressing room. Camilla comes in. It's like this.
Hello.
Hello. Elton, and she wants to be less formal, you know.
Yeah, she will.
Come in, he goes like
she
that.
She will, yeah.
Comes in. First of all, if she smacked her with a shoe bum.
Oh, yeah.
With all the cream.
Yeah,
like, smack, smack. Oh, he's going, smack, smack.
In the face.
She's in the face. All her hair is
all full of cream in
She's got off in the car. I've said, Elton, you are a soppy cunt.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Right? Oh, I'm telling you to leave.
He
phones up the palace. How much?
Yeah.
Gets the checkbook out. Whoa. How much?
And they still took his money. I mean, they've got more money than,
took his money.
Took his money. Of course they took his money.
You know, the cakes he's fucking thrown at people.
Oh, Christ. I know. Poor silly cow.
She's a silly cow.
Anyway, I hope this has helped.
You know, if you are an international star, you know, all I can say to you is don't go throwing cakes at people. It makes you look rather evil.
If you decide to go on tour and you want a barbecue, I suggest you use the facilities in the because you'll get some help from the crew. They'll come out and they'll help you with a barbecue. You don't need to get them from the garage. This is just a word of warning, really.
There's no need to harass people.
We'll go away with that
but
one.
Try not to be a silly sod. If you are a St. John, you have been an international star for many a year. It doesn't matter how much money. It doesn't have to send you odd and rather queer. Yeah. I didn't mean that in the
that
way you
way.
Thought.
Yeah.
I don't mean
it as in
way.
Odd.
I don't care if he's bi,
straight or gay. Well, thank
you,
everyone.
Well, thank you.
If this has helped you in any way, I hope it has.
Yes, and if it hasn't, send off for our fact sheet.
Yes, yeah, how to get through things.
How to get through things, or go to www.bumfingerbuzzard.co.uk. Okay.
And enjoy yourselves.
Enjoy yourselves. It's later than you think. Well,
ta-ra!
For now.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Doesn't matter that my late night call came at all.
Heavy Pencil. From the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
HJM Talent.
Yes, it's Michael. Is Margot there?
Michael?
Michael Cork.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork. Could I speak to Margot, please? It's urgent.
I'm afraid she's doing her colouring in book at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, could you ask... Sorry, who are you?
Sarah Tiptree.
Right, are you Margot's new assistant or something?
Fliss is Margot's assistant.
Yes, I know Fliss, I know that. What, has she left?
No, I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant?
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
GreatBigOwl.com